Hey guys, why should you write a novel in 2023? And I think I've talked to a lot of people recently who are, as especially as I'm going through my novel writing process, who are really excited about the idea of writing a novel. They often tell me, "Oh, I have a novel idea too. I want to write this, but XYZ keeps stopping me." And I think that I wanted to talk about these reasons today of why it actually is important that you write that novel that you have in your head, why it is important that maybe even you share that with the world if you feel comfortable. And I think this has been something I've run into. I teach a lot of creative writing classes to high schoolers, and I started realizing that they all have these incredible stories in their heads. And it's not just fun to read. It is, they have really fun stories. They're adventurous and they've got plot twists and things, and I feel so privileged getting an inside look at their characters. But I think really, beyond that, their stories have a lot of significance for the people around them. They're writing about things that really matter to them and thus really matter to other people in their same situation. And I've just been thinking about how much we really need these good stories. And so I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about why you probably need to write your book as well. And 2023 is probably the year for you to do it because that's the time we have. That's the time we've been given. This is now, and the time is now to write your novel. So anyways, let's jump in. The first thing that I wanted to talk about, the first reason you really should write your novel is because you have a very unique voice. You have a very unique point of view. And I think sometimes I hear people saying things like, everything has already been said. I've heard people say that there are 10 stories in the world and they're just retold. I've heard there's only one story in the world and it's just retold. That might be true on a certain level, but we all know that it really doesn't hold true on a practical level, right? If you want to read whatever book series it is that's really caught your attention, there's a reason for that. The way it's written, the particulars of the story are what makes the story, in my opinion. It's the particulars of each piece of things. It's the way it's worded in that instant that kind of hits us, or it's that unique character's perspective that really hits us. So not everything has been written yet. Every human brings their own unique fingerprint to their story, and every person brings their own unique perspective to their story as well. And because of that, especially time keeps moving forward, there keeps being new inventions, new things, new situations, new cultural elements, and you're going to bring all of that in your subconscious to your story. So whoever is going to read your story after you is going to be able to relate to that, those pieces of things. So basically, I think of my students, for example. They're dealing with their own unique things, and they'll write characters who are struggling with certain issues. It's not just them; it's the whole. They're like a massive part of their demographic are struggling with things, or struggling with those particular things, or excited about particular things, right? And so, it's your particular perspective that you're going to bring to your story that's going to make it relatable to other people, and it's going to be timely. Even if you might not feel like, is it fitting the trend? I don't care about that as much. Does it fit the latest novel trend? But that's not what we're caring about here. I think I wanted to just say, like, I've realized every person brings their own unique look at the world, and it's going to be timely because this is the time that you were born, and this is the time that you are dealing with these issues. So to just kind of, I guess, throw out the idea that there's only one story. There's as many stories, and there's more stories than there are people, but there's as many stories as there are people. If you have a story in you, it's going to be unique to you. So don't be afraid, I guess, to shout it out. Another thing I see people kind of feeling like is that it's saturated. The market is kind of saturated. If we put in a story, all we're doing is adding a little bit more noise to an already very noisy climate, right? We see bookshelves just filled with books. And it kind of, there's, centuries of books have been written, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years. And we kind of sometimes I've seen people feel like their voice is a little too small to go into that that big realm and it's already oversaturated, it's already overfilled. Why should I put my voice in there as well? I want us to shift the perspective a little bit. So point two is you are not adding noise, you are part of a choir. Okay, and let me explain that a little bit. So like, I think that sometimes people get overwhelmed that the market is saturated. The market is very full. I will agree with that. But I guess I want us to think of this as like, humanity has always been trying to figure itself out from like day one. There, we have wrestled with a lot of questions. We have wrestled with, what does it mean to be human? Where do we come from? What's our mission? What's our purpose? Okay. There's all these things where we're trying to figure this out, and it's not always easy. It's not always straightforward. It's complicated. It's messy. Humans can be heroes. They can be monsters. It's messy. Okay. So there's this sense that through literature, humans try to explore themselves a little bit better, right? So we get myths, we get origin stories of how the world began, we get myths that show us heroes and show us monsters, and we're trying to understand ourselves better. This has been going on since we've been around, and it keeps going on. So we still, you know, and this is, I love to talk about myths because I think we still, you know, we still have them nowadays. We still are talking about Thor, we're still talking about Greek gods, and you know, we're still interested in where do we come from? What's our purpose? What can we become, right? So we're still asking ourselves this question. And I think by writing your book, whatever that is, whatever little corner or element of humanity you're exploring, you are not adding noise. You are participating in a dialogue that humans have been having for thousands of years. So you are joining your voice, and it's kind of like being in a choir. You might not be singing the same note as the person next to you, because otherwise they'd be like, you know, you want to have that full harmony, but you're adding your note that is needed to have a complete picture. And if you have a story inside of you, it's, I don't, you know, I always want to say it's only fair that you share this with us, because we're all trying to figure out what it means, and who knows who's going to need that piece, your story, to figure out that piece of the puzzle. So I guess I want to shift the perspective of, you're not adding noise, you know, you're not sticking more content in a saturated world. You are, by writing a book, you are participating in this grand dialogue that humanity has been having with itself. This grand dialogue of trying to figure out, what's our place? Who are we? And that is beautiful. And it's kind of, one, it's really cool for you to join in. And two, it's really helpful for us as we continue. You know, there are people who want to kind of explore these things. So that's a very grandiose kind of idea, but I think it's really important. And I wanted to kind of share, like, yeah, first of all, you're unique, bring your perspective, it's timely. And then second of all, you know, join the big conversation, because that's what you're doing by writing a novel. And then the third thing is a little bit more personal. And that is, the third reason to write your novel this year is because you should write your novel for yourself. And kind of thinking, like, there's a lot of people who don't want their novel to be seen by the world. You know, maybe they want to enter the dialogue, but they want to kind of not share their thoughts with everyone. Maybe they know they have a unique perspective, but they don't want to share that with everyone necessarily. All that aside, I think even if you're never going to have anyone else read it, the process of writing a novel will change you. It will change you. And it's been incredible, an incredible privilege to watch how novel writing has changed people that I've worked with. Writing is very, very personal. It's very raw. It's very vulnerable. You are putting characters' thoughts on the page. And in reality, they're all coming from your mind. So either you're processing, you know, some reality that comes from inside of you, or that you've experienced coming from someone else. It's very personal. It takes a level of it takes a level of reflection. It takes a level of being quiet, kind of sitting with the words. It takes a level of being present to write a novel. And because of that, it will change you. If you're honest with your words, you're trying to write the story that you really see, it will change you. And it will, it kind of challenges you to want to be more vulnerable, or, you know, even if it's not something really deep, just to have fun, to make yourself, your dream, a priority. And I've seen every draft, every book I've written has kind of pushed me in a certain direction. I've learned something new from each book, and I become something new from each draft, each book. So, like, hopefully, you know, as you know, this is the writing journey, hopefully I'll keep getting better and better and growing deeper and deeper. But I think this is a good year to do it. 2023 is your year to grow a little deeper and to write your novel. I hope those are some big abstract ideas of why you should write your novel this year, but I hope that they do help you. And I hope that you really do write your novel. So yeah, just remember you have a unique point of view in this time period. Join your voice to the big choir and remember, do it for yourself as well. It's going to change you and it's going to make you a better person. Happy writing, friends.